Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at WCWP.org, 88.1 on your FM dial. And if your car still has that dial, you can actually turn it auto in either direction till you see 88.1.
You probably have to instruct a lot of people how to use
right.
a dial.
Or that button. Maybe you have that button in your car like we used to have when we only had AM. Remember that?
I do.
You do. Okay, so we're back here just reminiscing. A lot of information we got from Ron Fatula, as usual, and as usual, we didn't have enough time, but I think some interesting facts, and later on at Talk of the Town, we'll go into some, he just wanted to say a few more things, I think, and we'll give out his information and how important it really seems to plan, and maybe we all do need to contact an elder law attorney at some point, you know, definitely before maybe we need one. So right now we have a very special guest, and we're very, very happy to have Dr. Maria Bruinsas. Is that close?
That's it.
And we're going to be speaking with you, Doctor, today about physician and patient relationship. And Otto, I know you have a very special relationship with this physician.
I have a physician-patient relationship with Dr. Bruinsas.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the relationship and how, you know, it has impacted your health care perhaps too.
Okay. My relationship actually started going back, you were involved with my mother.
Yeah.
A long time ago when you were a rookie.
That's right. Too young.
Yes. And I remember Dr. Bruinsas as being one who was very empathetic and who I could communicate with about my mother. I didn't actually use her at that point in time for my own self,
mm-hmm.
but I always felt that we're going to give you a gold star. I believe you're an excellent doctor. And one of the major reasons is the ability to communicate. And I think one of the biggest points of doctor-physician-patient relationship is that everybody really are just people. The doctor is just a person, and the patient is just a person. So there's a,
unless you're a veterinarian.
Unless you're a veterinarian, right. Which I have on here, as a matter of fact.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between a veterinarian and you can deal with your doctor and tell him what's going on. It's part of the team. If you're a veterinarian, the donkey can't tell you
right.
what's going on. So why not take advantage of that in the physician-patient relationship? As you well know, right. I probably come in a little over the top sometime, but
always prepared.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
He comes in with his laptop.
Well, you know, I probably was over the top at the point that at one point places like, well, I won't use names, but some of the labs and doctors did not have patient portals. So you would get results to a test. And maybe you'd get a phone call from a doctor. Maybe you didn't get a phone call from the doctor. And you kind of, people, friends of mine, they say, well, the doctor didn't call me. Everything had to be all right. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe the doctor was very busy and didn't quite get to it. So what I used to do is I would go on Excel and I would actually plot the numbers over the last few years that were critical. And I would talk to Dr. Bruinsas about the numbers that I felt were important. Now, I'm not a doctor, but at least
it addresses your concern.
I right. think it talks about what I'm thinking. So anyhow, now right. I'd like your feedback from your side.
Well, I think that patient involvement is critical. Even in the early days of medicine, we knew that 80% of the information that we would use to make our diagnosis came from our history. So if you don't talk to your patient, you're not going to get there.
Right.
And if you understand your patient, you also understand the leanings of their concerns, you know. So it helps you to help them, which is what we're there for. We're basically meant to be experts, to be consulted, so that you go and take best care of yourself. We're not making you well. You're making you well. We're helping you do that.
It's funny because I think, like, generationally speaking, like my parents' generation, they, you know, what their doctor said was sacred. You know, now it's different, clearly, but not that it's not sacred, but you didn't question. You know, like if a doctor said, take this pill and you know, your mom would come home from the doctor and I, you know, you like, for what? Well, he said to. I'm like, well, but like, what is it for? Right. You know, because I think doctors today also are learning to communicate a little bit better, too, because, you know, patients are maybe a little bit more engaging, too, you know. But I know that in the older generation, it was frustrating, you know, especially with my grandparents. Well, what do you mean the doctor said you're okay? Why?
The expectations have changed.
Right. So now, you know, where we are today, you know, half the people are Googling stuff on the computer.
Right.
So when they come to you, they tell you their symptoms, and maybe they say, I think I have this. So it's a very different kind of relationship that we have with doctors. And, of course, doctors today are, you know, with the way everything is with health insurance and all the craziness, are very busy and seeing many more.
Right.
So time's very important. So, you know, you're probably kind of seeing the end of that generation and the newer generation, because I think seniors today are much more savvy now, you know, and that they are asking questions. But it's, you know, an older person is a much different patient than kind of a younger person. The needs change.
There's a lot of generational changes, and that's what people bring to the table, what they know and what they understand. And I think over the last, you know, 20 years or so, I've gotten to see a lot of that shift.
Right.
From a lot of people who wanted me to just take care of the problem and didn't want to know too much about it, right? To people who come in and say, I'm here because I have X, Y, and Z, and they come in with their diagnosis because they Googled it. And
right.
So how about you tell me your symptoms and we can start again, and
right.
maybe we will end up in the same place, and that's fine.
Well, I think one of the things is that on your behalf, most of the doctors nowadays, you're an internist,
right.
And you're on the clock, if you will. You're involved with a major hospital. Most practices nowadays are involved with a major hospital of some kind, and they're basically employees of somebody, is the bottom line.
That's
okay?
True.
And because of that, you have people who are saying, okay, you got 15, 20 minutes, whatever the number, to spend with a patient, and you have to see so many patients in a given day. So if that be the case, okay, let's be realistic and say that that is the case. So now I, as a patient, I believe I'm obligated to come in and make sure we get the most out of our time. And part of that is to be prepared.
You're the perfect patient, Otto.
He is, actually.
Well,
yeah.
Right. So, I mean,
that's through hard experience, by the way, because of years of going to doctors with my mother and my father.
Right.
And I'm an only child. You know, if there was something wrong, which they had over the years, I was the one who wound up going. So, if you know, I learned the hard way. If you don't go in there prepared, you're wasting everybody's time.
You have to be your own advocate.
You do.
You really do.
I think the question is, what is prepared?
Right.
So, I mean, I think what I would advise people to do is, writing things down is important. Keep a list of your medications. People will come in and I'll say, what medications are you taking? They'll say, well, you know what I'm taking. I know what I think you're taking, but I will often see that prescriptions get dropped.
Right.
You know, 1 month you forget to go pick up a refill, then you forgot that you even had that medication, and we don't even realize that you're not taking your medication. So keeping a written list of your medications and a written list of your medical problems. So you may see me, you may go to see another doctor, you may have an emergency and get taken to a hospital. And when that happens, do you know what problems you suffer from? So that you can communicate those to somebody. And that's another important factor. So some of the changes in medicine with electronic records are fixing some of those problems.
Right.
So you'll often find now, like as you leave an office visit, you get something called an after-visit summary that's generated.
Which
right.
I do get from you.
Which you get, right? So, and most offices are providing that now because it's part of the updated care that's required through Medicare. And in that summary, you will see a list of your medical problems, a list of the medications as we know them, and go home and read it. See, does it match what you think? Or are you surprised to see something on there?
And well, the other
thing, I'm sorry, but what happens, like, you go to a urologist or you go to whatever specialist, all right? And you're in this place and you're with the urologist and they give you some medication.
Right, that's what it is.
Now, all of a sudden, that medication you don't know about because, frankly, you're on a different electronic system maybe than the other you, which I, in my case is a fact.
Right.
So if I don't tell you that I got this, you don't really know.
No, but if you were keeping that written list, that written list would go to that urologist as you arrive that day, and they have the opportunity to make sure there's no conflict. That's number one. And these new systems actually integrate that. The prescription systems will alert that there could be a new prescription out there someplace in cyberspace.
Especially
that's
if you're
been
using
filled.
The same pharmacy too. So that's
right.
Also
so the pharmacy's
a
link.
Point of,
it right. is. That's a point of link between the different records, and so that will allow us to be alerted. So there are some automated
Which
alerts that allow
Those
for it now.
Those things are really good. Yeah.
You know, for yourself, and frankly, you know.
There you go. There's
we're not
that
on
beautiful,
television,
organized.
But I do
list.
Have for myself, my wife also, and we've used it.
Right.
Had to go to emergency room, whatever, and you hand this over, or you go to a new doctor, and you have all the information.
Right.
And again, I learned that the hard way because of my mother. I'd go to a doctor, and they'd ask me what kind of medication. I said, I don't have any idea. And then, so you wind up bringing a bag of medication with you, maybe, if you could find it, because my mother, maybe, she didn't live with me at that point in time. So I don't know where all the stuff is laying.
Right.
So anyhow, point being, you know.
It works. Yeah. It makes a huge difference.
Right. And also, if you go to your doctor with things like that, it also takes away from the patient having to question the doctor. I know people are uncomfortable with that because, like, those that are still from that generation and also the time constraints. So it really gets to where you're at, you know, sooner. But definitely writing down you know, your medications, any changes, any reactions, any symptoms, everything is important for you to make your best judgment call,
Absolutely.
Too. We actually threw 15 minutes already, Otto. So
I know.
We are going to come right back in
I
a few
usually
seconds.
Go over time.
Okay, I think, okay, are you paying the co-payment for this segment or am I? We'll be back in a few seconds with Project Independence and you.